Hi, this is Dunamis 333. Today I want to talk about the tribulation and the great tribulation. As you see, I've titled this this topic here, the transition from tribulation to the great tribulation occurred on the 15th of May on the day of the blood moon. Now, this is John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. We have been in tribulation since the time of Christ. But let's clearly define what tribulation is. Tribulation is the evils that we have in our own flesh that continually strives to prevent us from loving the Lord and loving the neighbor. It's the evil in our own flesh. You see? Because what the devil does, he uses our flesh against us. You see? It's in our flesh that we have a tendency to be cruel, to be wicked, to be unforgiving, to delight in fornication or adultery. These are the tendencies of our flesh. So the enemy uses our flesh against us. You see, the Lord came into the world to conquer sin in the flesh so that he could then impart his spirit to those who believe in him so that we could get victory, we could overcome in these bodies of sin. That's why he said, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." He got victory over sin, and when we believe in him, we receive his spirit so that we can also have victory over sin. So this is the tribulation that has been going on in the world to do with the flesh. But there's two types of tribulation. There's the one that we get from our own flesh, and then there's the one that the enemy, when he sees that he cannot overcome us, what does the enemy want to do? He wants to kill us. And is that what that's what happened to the Lord? They couldn't overcome him. They couldn't outsmart him. What did they go on to do? They killed him. He overcame because he rose from the dead the third day. You see. So those are two types of tribulation. Now, like I said, we have transitioned. You see, there's been a massive shift in our reality. And only those with perception can see it. We transitioned from the tribulation to the great tribulation from the 15th of May on the day of the blood moon. You can see it's actually immediately, just one day. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, which days? The days that we are in now, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. This is the blood moon that we saw on the 15th of May. The stars will fall from heaven. That's the meteorite shower from April 19 to May 28. So, like I wrote here, when it says immediately after the tribulation of those days, what days? The days that ended on the 14th of May on Israel's birthday. See, that was the last day of tribulation. So we had tribulation on the 14th. We had the blood moon on May 15, and then May 16, the great tribulation has begun. You see, what's the difference between the tribulation and the great tribulation? The enemy now wants to start to kill people in mass. That's the difference. Killing people in mass. And lo and behold, look at this. I'm not going to read this. I'll leave the link to this in the comments. Just read it. To see what the enemy has planned. They planned this last year, and what they planned is now becoming a reality. Guess on the day, May 15. They want to wipe out millions and millions of people. This is the great tribulation that we are in now. No more. This is no more something that is coming. It's already here. This is what they plan. This is what they put in their scenario. This is the day they chose. The day of the blood moon. My brothers and sisters, if there's any doubt that we are in the great tribulation, cast that out of your mind. We are in the great tribulation now. So here we are. This is Revelation 7:9. Please read it in context, because I've shortened it here to get to some points. After these things, I looked, and behold, a great multitude. Now, like I said in my one of my previous videos, the great multitude are people that fear God and practice righteousness. Millions and millions and millions of people. The remnant, the priesthood, are the born-again Christians. We are the heart and soul. We are the heart and lungs of the body of Christ. You see? So, bear this in mind. So, we are included in this great multitude. We are at the heart of this great multitude. Behold, the great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne. When are they going to stand before the throne? When are we going to stand before the throne? The 25th of May. This is when I'm expecting the rapture to take place. And before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, salvation belongs to our God. You see, this salvation here is the rapture. They've been delivered. They've been delivered out of the great tribulation. Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, who are these arrayed in white robes, and where did they come from? And I said to him, sir, you know. So he said to me, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God. You can see. How many days are we going to be in the great tribulation? Check this out. Like I said here, how many days will we be in the great tribulation before we're delivered? 10 days. 16 to the 25th of May. Revelation 2:10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Now, if you read this in the natural sense, you'll think that people are going to be rounded up, thrown into prison, and then they're going to be tortured and killed. This is not what this is saying. Let's read it again. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Now, we are now... Who is he speaking to here? He's speaking to those of us who are still physically here on earth. The devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested. Now, the prison is our own bodies. This body is a prison for our reborn souls. You see? So, remember what I said, that on the 15th, the Lord has already spoken. He has already issued the command for our deliverance. It's like how the Lord told Moses to tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. The Lord now has now issued a command, as commanding us to come up into heaven. And what's happened? The enemy is still holding us down. Look what it says here. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? You see, the body of death is the prison. The body of death is the prison. We need to be delivered. Look what it says in Hosea 13:14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. You see, the Lord's going to redeem us from death. I will be thy plagues. Now, how many plagues were there? It just so happens there were 10 plagues. O grave, I'll be thy destruction. So the Lord has already started to sound the trumpet. Like I said in my last video, he's already beginning to speak, you know, commanding us to be raised up. The enemy, death, is saying, no, I'm going to hold on to them. So now this is the test. We need to remain in faith, keep on believing, keep on affirming that, Lord, you are coming for us. We're going to have tribulation for 10 days. Be faithful until death. This is not like people being killed. This is life flowing in. you see, life flowing into our bodies and destroying death itself. Look at these words here. Death is swallowed up in victory. The body of death is swallowed up. I won't read this. I'll just read this one here. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, what's going to destroy these bodies? Life. Life from the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. You see, mortality is death. And the Lord is now speaking his word to raise us up. And he's doing it, like I said, he's doing it in waves. He's doing it over 10 days. See, so we're receiving more life. We have to hold on, like it says here. It says, you know, be faithful until death. Be faithful. Continue to be faithful, loving the Lord. Be faithful in loving one another until these bodies of death is consumed by life. Because the Lord is pouring out life now. Because why is he doing it now? Because we are in the great tribulation now. We've transitioned from tribulation to great tribulation. And we are how many days into the great tribulation now? 6 days in. Today is Saturday, May 21. How many more days to go? 4 more days. This is when I'm expecting the last trump to sound. May 25th, this is when I'm expecting the great multitude along with us to appear before God. The enemy has already made up their mind. They want to wipe out as many people as possible. Everything is going on cue. My brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it. This is where we are right now. So I just wanted to just post this quick video. I don't want to make it too long. I'll leave this these little notes in the comments. If you have any questions, you can ask me. But make no mistake, we have transitioned from tribulation, which we've been in since the time of Christ, up until May 14, 2022. That was the last day of tribulation. We had the blood moon on the 15th, and then we enter straight away into the great tribulation. And we're going to be in it for 10 days. We need to be faithful, loving the Lord, loving one another, forgiving one another. Keep yourselves away from fornication. Keep yourself away from adultery. Don't be left behind because of this. And then be faithful until the life that is pouring out from the Lord swallows up our mortality and we receive our glorified bodies on the last day, which I believe is going to be May 25th. So my brothers and sisters, have a great day, and I speak to you at the wedding banquet. Bye for now.